This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Where do I go from this? I had a disease. Thought it could fix me. Closing my eyes. Till I'm coming back again. Smoke through the window. Wish it could be you though. Taste of death of me. If I let you right into my lungs, I just can't fall asleep without you. My body lying in a full moon, hoping you'll fight what it is you like. Too much healing, got no feelings but the ice in my face. So I could cut it with a knife and I won't feel it.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it. I know it. Truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios on this lovely Thursday, February the 6th of 2025. Day 37th of the year and only 328 days to go. As we are broadcasting from our studios in Orlando, we are also hanging out with our friends over there.
Radio.
Yeah, you know, we hang out in the multiverse known as Safety FM. We get to hang out with the people over there at Radio Big because, hey, what else would we be doing? So how's the last 24 been for you? Pretty cool. Done anything out of the ordinary? Anything fun? You know, the fun stuff. You know, the fun stuff. I don't know. So let's talk real quick. Our show consists of safety in the news and safety. Just really what we do. We talk a little bit about this. We talk a little bit about that. We kind of do the world of controversy, and then we move around. Just realistically what it is. So, with that being said, a lot of lovely things going on inside of the world. So, we need to talk. If you want to interact with our show, callinradio.com. We'll get you in there. callinradio.com. Callinradio.com. Once you get there, it's going to give you some options for video, audio, and text messaging is really the way that it works. Why all three options? Because we are a radio show that goes into a podcast network that goes into a video streamer at some point. So there you go. You know what I've been getting a lot of requests as of late? Is to be streaming on something called Kick. Not familiar with Kick. I mean, I've heard of it. But not like super familiar on what the platform is. So there you go. So with that being said, a lot of stuff. Our show consists of safety in the news. Just really what we do, if you don't know that already. So we're going to give you a lot of information. We'll have some professional broadcasters come in, do their thing. Because what else would we be doing? I mean, like, seriously, what else would we be doing? Have you heard what we do around here? Of course, we have to remain busy, you know, making sure that things are going well. So why don't we do this as we are talking first thing in esta mañana? And why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, another development in the private space race, we'll talk about that. I have a feeling you're going to want to know this stuff. Marcus Jordan requested Mariah Carey songs during his arrest and another lawsuit for Blake Lively. Oh, good times. We'll talk about that as we get into showbiz. Also, Whoopi Goldberg alerts viewers to an AI. Whoopi petting weight loss drugs, and we'll talk about that and some of the casting call stuff. And Prince Andrew is afraid of visiting the U.S. We'll talk about that as we get into the details about the royals, about the things that are going on. So a lot of stuff going on here as we are talking. So I have some people waiting from Feature Story News ready to go. So if you're ready, they're ready. Let's do it.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The White House says Donald Trump's plan to resettle Palestinians away from Gaza would be temporary. His proposal for the U.S. to take control of the Gaza Strip and rebuild it prompted warnings against ethnic cleansing from United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. But U.S. officials later said the plan to relocate 1.8 million people would be temporary while Gaza was rebuilt. And White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the U.S. wouldn't be deploying troops.
The president has not committed to putting boots on the ground in Gaza. He has also said that the United States is not going to pay for the rebuilding of Gaza. His administration is going to work with our partners in the region to reconstruct this region.
South Korea's defense and trade ministries have blocked DeepSeek's access to work computers. It follows a request from the country's data watchdog for the Chinese AI startup to clarify how it manages user information. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
DeepSeek's new chatbot stunned investors and the world with its technology and cost at a fraction of the investment of its US counterparts. South Korea is among countries, including France and Italy, that have questions about DeepSeek's data practices, and Seoul's defense ministry has locked DeepSeek from military computers connected to the internet. Analysts say Seoul is being cautious as how government employees use DeepSeek could give its operators hints at South Korea's policy directions. Australia has also banned DeepSeek from all government devices on the advice of security agencies.
A strong earthquake's been recorded between the Greek islands of Santorini and Amorgos. It follows days of tremors, and emergency services have been on standby for a quake. Thousands of people have already evacuated Santorini, and schools there and on neighbouring islands will remain closed until Friday. Grenfell Tower in London, in which a fire killed dozens in 2017, is to be demolished. Bereaved families say they've been told of the decision by the government. Ministers had previously been warned that the structure may be unsafe because of the extensive fire damage. 72 people died in the fire, which spread quickly because the apartment block was covered in flammable cladding. Former resident Tiago Alves says the decision to pull Grenfell down is a shock.
The thing that leaves me the most hurt is probably the fact that we weren't really consulted. The one thing that we've always asked is to make sure that the government is keeping us up to date and in contact with everything that's going on. As bereaved survivors, our main purpose and our main goal is to try and allow people to continue to grieve their loved ones. I understand that there are some people in the community who may not want the tower there. There are also quite a number of bereaved survivors and local members who would like to keep it up.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today and tomorrow, reaction to President Trump's stunning proposal to have America take over the Gaza Strip, clean it up and rebuild it as a Middle East version of the French Riviera, a plan that he says will first require the entire territory to be depopulated of the Palestinians who live there. Among US allies immediately rejecting the idea, Saudi Arabia.
Some of President Trump's statements indicate clearly that maybe he is not well informed.
Dr. Abdul Aziz Sucker heads the Gulf Research Center in Riyadh.
Or well briefed by his advisor or his group when he talk about the retaining of the people of Gaza. They have never left Gaza. They are always there. And they have the right of determination to determine about their country and their future. There is no question in the Arab world about the coexistent right of the Palestinian and the Israeli, but the Israeli, neither the American or anybody, has the right to force the people of Gaza to leave Gaza or to go somewhere else, or even push Egypt or Jordan to accept refugees or people from the Palestinian side to leave there.
Egypt and Jordan have both roundly rejected the notion that they might agree to resettle Palestinians forcibly expelled from Gaza. President Trump said he thinks they will change their minds. Tomorrow we'll get a view of the issue from Israel. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the White House says Donald Trump's plan to resettle Palestinians away from Gaza would be temporary. South Korea's defense and trade ministries have blocked DeepSeek's access to work computers. A strong earthquake's been recorded between the Greek islands of Santorini and Amorgos, and Grenfell Tower in London, in which a fire killed dozens in 2017, is to be demolished. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
This year's safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the Safety Pro, The Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
He's a man.
It's awesome, funny, random. Doesn't make any sense, but it's good.
Jay Allen in the morning on Radio Big.
Okay, 16 minutes past the top of the hours. You and I are hanging out on this lovely Thursday and getting to do all the fun stuff around here. No doubt about that. Anyways, I haven't mentioned this in a while, so I guess I probably should. If you are on one of those fancy-dancy podcatchers, this thing is live as we're doing it. So if you're on a fancy-dancy one, you can take a listen to it in real time, just so you know. They call it like Live 2.0 or some shit like that, just in case. If that interests you. If not, you know, RadioBig.fm, SafetyFM.com, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, you name it, we stream it, Live 365. You know, the different aspects of where you can be. We try to be a little bit of everywhere, and we're even on your socials. Not all of them, but some of them, that's for sure. So let's get into some of the news stories that are occurring inside of this multiverse. If you move to Florida, you probably are more worried about hurricanes than snow, and certainly not giant pieces of ice that fall from the sky and, you know, and pierce through your roof and then land in your living room. Yeah, you're probably not concerned about that. Well, the Alson family from Palm Coast, Florida, say that they woke up to a hole in their ceiling over their living room as an ice chunk scattered across the road of their home earlier in that morning. Yeah, Florida has been dealing with cold spells lately, and authorities are investigating the cause of the considered ice falling from an airplane that may have been flying over them. This is according to WESH. So I don't know if you know this, but a few weeks ago, if you were in the panhandle of Florida, it was snowing. I mean, and I don't mean like, oh, kind of snowing. It like snowed that people didn't know what the hell to do. I mean, don't get me wrong. People don't know what the hell to do when it snows in Florida, period. But it had been a while. And man, were people losing it. Like the whole world was coming to an end here in Florida. But that's just kind of how it goes most of the time. Okay, so let's talk about this. In honor of Valentine's Day, the Minnesota Zoo is offering a name a bug experience. Those looking for a unique gift for their loved ones or unloved ones can make a $15 donation to the zoo, who will name a bug in the person's honor and feed it to one of the many animals in their care. Yep. Whether for a friend or a foe, your bug will become part of the balanced diet for the animal, like golden lion, tamarine, chameleon, possums, turtles, and more. The official tagline reads, so there you go, Minnesota Zoo. You know, I had to mention this because over the weekend I got to go out to a farm. One of my daughters wanted to go out there, blah, blah, blah. So cool, we go. And I was amazed on, you know, on how this works. So you go to somebody else's farm, you pay to go there, of course, and then you pay them for animal feed to feed their animals, which I was like, this is pretty slick in regards on how this is set up. Great farm. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I'm paying you to be on your farm. And then I'm paying to feed your animals that you're going to need to feed anyways. Hey, whatever. I mean, whatever works. I guess that's just kind of the way that, you know, stuff goes from time to time. Just kind of the way it is.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so in place of a planned commercial break during The View, Whoopi Goldberg alerted viewers about an AI image of her being used to promote some weight loss drugs. And no, we're not going yet. I'm going to do this, Goldberg said in an off-camera member of the staff. I'm giving everybody a heads up. There's a phony weight loss ad floating around online on Instagram that has me, AI mouth, saying all kinds of stuff. Looking into the camera, she emphasized that unless she says it, hey, it's me, Whoopi, then it's not really her. Goldberg was open in the past about using Mounjaro to lose weight. No word on what the drug that is using her image, however. This is according to EW. So hold on. If you don't say, hey, it's me, Whoopi, that means it's not you? Because I don't think, I mean, besides that, I don't really think, it would be super difficult for somebody to say, hey, it's me, Whoopi, on an ad if you're saying that's what you have to say for people to know that it's you.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so Bachelor alum Wells Adams spoke to The Blast about the collaboration with JCPenney's for his Green Flag Valentine's Day gift guide. In addition to listing off several ideas, Adams also discussed that he considered green flags in relationships, especially what drove him to want to pop the question to his now wife, Sarah Hyland. So there you go. What the hell's a green flag? I'm just asking because I don't know. Anyway, take a listen to this. Blake Lively is being sued by Jed Wallace and his PR firm, Street Relations, Inc., after she named them alongside Justin Baldoni in her December lawsuit. In the suit, Wallace accuses Lively of falsely including his firm in the allegations that she made against Baldoni and then sending the misinformation to several media outlets. He claims that he has suffered millions of dollars in reputational harm and his company's projected losses exceed another million. In response, Lively's legal team says that the suit is transparent, a retaliation of her speaking out. This is according to TMZ. I feel like as of late, we talk so much about crap that is going on inside of the media in regards of, you know, the polarizing figures that are out there. It's like, if we're not giving kind of like a happy medium between Swampland and what's going on in celebrity world, I don't know what the hell we're doing. It just really seems like that's what where we've been going as of late. I mean, I'm just telling you, I look at this stuff in real time. So let me explain this to you. And a lot of people are probably not going to believe this. These news stories that you and I share together, when we're talking about them together, this is the first time I'm seeing them, for the most part. Like, it's not like, oh, I have some big slew of stuff. We do some things here. We get everything ready. But when I am telling you this stuff, it's in real time. So I have no idea what's coming ahead. I mean, I have some general consensus of there might be one big story. But outside of that, this is as real time as it gets. I'm getting the information and we're discussing it. So that's why sometimes I kind of seem like I'm lost in a romance or maybe a wilderness of pain because I have no idea what's coming up next. And I'm not editing in real time. What I'm doing is I'm giving you some editorial that somebody gave me that I'm sharing with you. Seriously. Because here's the thing. I don't like doing that whole thing that people like to do from time to time where it's that, oh, I did not know this was coming up, even though they have done some kind of show prep and reread that thing like 1,000 times. Not me. I like to do it where you and I are having the combo. That's why there's so many fuckery when it comes to the name sometimes, when it comes to the people. Let's be realistic. Anyways, Elton John and Brandi Carlile have teamed up to, for the next 10 tracks album titled Who Believes in Angels. The pair push each other out of their comfort zones to write and record an album completely from scratch in just 20 days, according to Interscope Records. The first single sharing the same name of the album dropped on Wednesday, as well as a short film about the making of the album. The full album will be available on April the 4th, so be on the lookout for that because some people are going to want to know. Anyways, coming up is we're going to talk real quick. We're going to talk about Black Sabbath schedules their last show. Sabrina Carpenter launches a new product, fresh of a big night at the Grammy and a lame attack on... A major Trump victory and a monumental day in Queen's Elizabeth and the days of history. We'll talk about that here in a moment. Maybe we'll talk about that in a moment. I don't know what's happened here. Or maybe we'll just talk now. Who knows? I love when some of these systems just kind of lose everything that I'm trying to do here because it makes it a good time. Because then I'm like, hold on. Did we lose connection or did we... just lose everything together. I think we lost the system of the audio. So let's just continue because that's just going to be an easier aspect opposed to doing anything else. Duh. I love live radio because of how some of this stupidity works at times. So there you go. Okay, hold on. Did we 100% lost the audio stream on that? Like, I'm not just saying that to say it. It's just kind of what happens in real time as we are hanging sometimes. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about this because why would we not talk about it? Because everything that goes on in the news. Young Americans didn't just turn out in droves to vote for President Trump. They also were signing up for the military in record numbers, too. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth announced that a 15-year record high of recruiting numbers of for the Army in December at the pace of 350 new recruits a day. In 2022 and 2023, the Army missed the recruitment goal of by 15,000. This is according to News Nation. So there you go. Some info there for you if you want what you want to know. So a lot of interesting stuff. Take a listen to this. At Google... Yes, ADD, add Google to the list of tech companies abandoning their DEI initiatives. The Wall Street Journal reports that research of the giant sent an email to employees on Wednesday that it's abandoning the hiring practices that focuses on demographic representation. Likewise, Barron Company's Alphabet deleted a diversity statement that had been in its annual reports each of the last 4 years, and it was committed to making diversity, equality, and inclusion part of everything that we do and to growing the workplace to the representatives of the users that we serve. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So what's your thought process on this? Some people are happy about this. Some people are miserable about this. What is your general consensus when it comes to the DEI stuff? Because it's an interesting conversation. Because I think, as we discuss this, people are at times kind of not realizing what all it includes, opposed to just thinking that it includes gender specific. And some people go, well, based on DEI alone, that means you're not doing things off of merit, which I think you probably need to look a little bit more into it before saying some of these things. And I guess that's kind of where I get hung up sometimes, is that I start looking into information and go down these giant rabbit holes as we're going through it. But anyways, take a listen to this. A private industry space race continues to intensify with a firm called Venture Astrolab, which is planning to put a rover on the moon, South Pole, before the year's end. Another firm, Astrorobotic, will carry the rover to the moon. With the advent of a private firm's rapidly developing space exploration technologies, NASA has all but abandoned its own programs. Last July, it scraped the Viper, which is Volatile's Investigation of Polar Exploration Rover program, to develop and deploy a lunar rover. Acronyms on acronyms. Astrolab's rover is called FLIP for Flex Lunar Innovation Platform, where the FLEX stands for Flexible Logistics and Exploration. More simply, FLEX is a suite of technology to conduct experiments on the moon, and FLIP is the vehicle that drives around. This is according to Space News. So there you go. Take a listen to this. I think this one's interesting. Gisele Bündchen welcomed her third child and first with boyfriend jiu-jitsu instructor Joaquin Valente. She's 44 and he's 37. No word on when the baby arrived or if it's a boy or a girl. Bündchen is already a mom to a 15-year-old son and a 12-year-old son and daughter Vivian, from who she shares with her ex-husband. Hold on. Now, 15-year-old son and 12-year-old daughter is what that's supposed to say, that she shares with Tom Brady. But hold on. Wasn't her and the jiu-jitsu coach just like friends? Wasn't that it? Whatever. Okay, so there you go. Let's go. Should we go a little bit longer? Yeah, let's go a little bit longer here. Let's see. The residents. Okay, hold on. Let's see. The resistant dorks is what this says. Not an official group, but they give it time. Like Denise Richards and Tracy Jordan. Why does it say this? Idiots in 30 Rock want you to think that President Trump got played by President of Mexican by Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum. I don't know why it says that. You see that in early months, they failed the Biden administration. Mexico agreed to send 10,000 troops to patrol the border on their side. And the resident, why does it keep on saying the resident dork say that Trump was officially taken for a ride when the southern counterpart, because the deal to avoid tariffs was already in place. But wait, the troops never deployed because the last president was too busy focusing on other things and scaring the hell out of the foreign countries by taking advantage of the U.S. The border crossing numbers proved it. I don't see, I love how people go on rants when they send this stuff over. So there you go. Okay, so let's continue talking. Let's talk about the Dow. The Dow increased by 317 points to close at 44,873 on Wednesday. The S&P increased by 23 points to close at 6,061. And the NASDAQ increased by 38 points to close at 19,692. West Texas Intermediate closed at $71 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $74 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.12 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin slid down by 1.3%, trading just around $96,500 for the evening. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $94 million jackpot or a $42.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Anyways, it's about that time to do that thing that we do around here.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's sit back, relax, and talk a little bit about some things that are going on inside of our industry. You know, I look around, and not, you know, sometimes, but pretty frequently, in regards of what is going on inside of the industry. And let me explain what I mean when I say that. I take a look around and I go, okay, here is a group of people that are talking about this format of safety. Here is a group of people that are talking about this format of safety, focusing on this industry. And there is this group of people that is talking about this. You kind of get the point on where I'm going here. And it's amazing to see the voices that come out of the industry. And I mean, there are normally one person or a group of people that will become, we'll call it almost like the representatives of a segment. And that is because the people have determined that is what they want. Not so much because of the person, but the people say, hey, this is kind of the person that's talking about this, so let's move forward. So, I mean, I can sit here and say, okay, I can tell you that when I think about Hop in particular, these people come to mind. If we talk about something like Arrow, this person comes to mind. If we talk about learning teams, these people come to mind, and so on. But what always amazes me is when we start talking about these programs on how there are people out there that have determined on their own that they are the voice of reason for what's going on. And what I find interesting is when you make that determination, it puts you kind of in a weird place. And why do I say that? Because, listen, I look at things very interestingly when it comes to certain aspects of life. I want you to think about this for a moment. I want you to think about the best team player that you work with. I want you to think about that. There is a person that works at your place of employment that is either an employee to you or a team member, but they are the best at what they do. They didn't go around telling you they are the best. People saw their quality of work and made that determination that that person is the best at what they do. Like, seriously, I want you to think about that. And as you think about it, have you ever heard that person say they are the best? And probably the answer to that question is going to be no, because most people that are the best at something don't go around touting that they're the best because other people do it for them. But we have gotten to this portion of our industry currently that people are under the perception that they are really, 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 really good at what they do. And they will go out there and say the randomest shit in regards of them being the best. Now, listen, I don't know how you look at that, but it's kind of weird. And when you go around starting to tell people, people want to hear me all around the world, and they're willing to pay for international travel for me, that gives me the sign that I'm the best. You got to really be out of your mind. The reason that I say that is the following. At the end of the day, I don't know how the goals have changed. I look at it from the format like this. Your goal should try to be to make the place better that you're at visiting or helping to work with, not to garner that you're the best in the world. You're the best because people are paying for your international travel. That sounds like such an asshole thing to say to someone. Can we just go back to basics for just a brief moment in time and go, the priority should be and never should change from fatalities and serious events? Yeah, it's great that people want to hear you, but that doesn't make you the best because of international travel? It's like, I get so lost sometimes with some of the crap that people say. It's like, I'll put it to you this way. Don't believe your own press. If you do, it's going to hinder you more than what anything else will in this world.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting
for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Jay Allen in the morning. Days on Radio Big.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life.
Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness.
Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
When it is you like. Got no feelings but the ice in my face. I could cut it with a knife and I won't feel it.
Okay, we are still hanging out here on the Jay Allen in the Morning Show. as we are currently 44 minutes past the top of the hour doing our thing. Okay, this is Death of Me by Shockface. Songs readily available on Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Spotify, just in case if you're wondering. Might want to give it a little screamer-emer action as we are talking. Okay. Always some good time taking a listen to some other musica. We would like to thank Shockface for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. Okay, so let's get into the move, into the groove of the things going on inside of our multiverse, because that's what we do. Anyways, right now it's a difficult time for some people, so let's not lie. And I think that I need to share this with you because it is definitely the most important thing I will ever talk about. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people To Write Love on Her Arms want to help you because they have been where you are now. And things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. Once you get to that portion of the website, click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, listen to me real quick, and you click on it, you're going to see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Best thing I can probably share with you the whole day. Let's go ahead and talk about some other news that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because we need to do that, of course. So let's talk about this Mediocre Bowl. Yep, this is odd, but in a world where we used to hearing stories every year about the record prices being shelled out for the Super Bowl seats, it turns out that this year the cheapest tickets for the Super Bowl in New Orleans has fallen below $4,000 on the secondary market. That's a 30% drop from last week. And about 50% less of the cheapest ticket for last year's game, even though KC Chiefs, or the Kansas City Chiefs, who faced the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, could become the first team to win three consecutive Super Bowls. It seems that the fans aren't willing to dish out the big bucks for the ticket. Why? For one, last year's record prices could have had something to do with the game being in Las Vegas, and perhaps New Orleans doesn't have the same appeal to high rollers. New Orleans' larger seating capacity by 9,000 seats, of course, could also help be pushing down the price. And how about the matchup itself? Could it be that football fans are bored of the third straight Chief Super Bowl bid, resulting in less interest from some fans to attend? By the way, prices for the most expensive tickets are falling too. But before you shed a tear online for to scalpers, how they're still getting just under $30,000 each for each one of those, going for about $58,237 on January 31st. So, but if Travis proposes to Taylor on Sunday, totally worth any price, of course, you'd already know that. And then I say, if you have to ask how much, then you can't afford them. And for me, the same thing applies to go to the price of beer there as well. So just keep that in mind as we are talking. I don't know. I look at it from the standpoint of, hey, listen, if you're going to spend $60,000 almost on a ticket, good for you. I mean, congratulations, because to me, you know, that's like three or four cars. I'm just saying. And probably could even do more than that, depending on how you play the game. So just some stuff to talk about. Anyways, let's talk about some tech talk real quick. As schools continue to try to figure out the best way to handle the issue of school smartphone use, a new study found that students spend the average of 92 minutes on their smartphones during a typical school day, and a quarter of them exceed 2 hours. Seattle Children Research Institute scientists use the advanced passive sensing technology to gain accurate information about how and when Teenagers use the phones during the school day, and they found that the school day phone use accounts for approximately 27% of students' total daily usage and averages 5.59 hours. Instagram was the most used social media platform, with users spending the average of 25 minutes on IG during school hours. Messaging and chat applications averaged 19.5 minutes, and the use of school hours, while video streaming services were used for about 17 minutes. Well, I guess I should have had the question on the math exams about how to squeeze more hours into the day for TikTok. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about as we are hanging out. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life, because I think that that's going to be important as we are going to talk right now about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Rob. Warren Buffett said, "Someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago." I love that. The best time to do some things is several years ago. So plan ahead. What should you be doing right now to be ready for your future life? I've watched people put money aside for retirement, but then they pulled that money out to start a business. When they sold the business, they had more money to put into retirement, but then they used that money to start another business. That cycled over and over, and they never retired. Now, it worked for them, but what do you want to do for you? Plan ahead. Do your future self a favor today.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. How, you may be asking, can you escape the tyranny of your destructive self-will? First, come clean with God. Honestly confess those areas where selfishness and lust control your life. Ask God to break their power, for only He can do that. Work with Him by choosing to resist evil, by choosing to do His will and not your own, by choosing to give Him your absolute allegiance. Finally, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 6:11. Almighty God, break our stubborn self-will. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
In Haiti, heavily armed gangs have attacked the Kenskoff neighborhood, known for housing the nation's elite. The assault resulted in at least 40 fatalities, including many working-class individuals. Chris Anderson has the latest.
Mayor Jean Massillon has called for reinforcements to counter the violence, which began on January 27th and has displaced over 1,660 residents. The attack has led to shortages of essential supplies for those seeking shelter.
A ceasefire between Hamas and Israel has allowed a significant increase in aid to Gaza, providing relief to those suffering from hunger and displacement.
Israel has permitted up to 600 aid trucks to enter Gaza daily. However, challenges persist in distributing aid due to damaged infrastructure and security concerns. Many families continue to face high prices for basic necessities, and critical shortages of fuel and medical supplies remain. Benjamin Wright reporting.
In the Middle East, hostages recently released from Gaza have reported enduring harsh conditions during their captivity. They described rarely seeing sunlight and experiencing psychological torture. Joseph Eckerson reports.
The ongoing ceasefire includes provisions for the release of hostages and prisoners, as well as increased humanitarian aid to Gaza. Negotiations are underway for a second phase of the ceasefire, aiming to release remaining hostages and extend the truce indefinitely.
This is the latest news headlines.
In Minnesota, jury selection has commenced for Amy Bach, founder of Feeding Our Future, who is accused of orchestrating a $250 million fraud scheme involving COVID-19 relief funds.
Bach is among 70 defendants, with 30 having already pleaded guilty. Prosecutors allege that funds intended to feed children were misused through false claims and kickbacks. The trial is expected to last 6 weeks and has political implications for Governor Tim Walz's administration. Lawrence Keller reporting.
TGI Fridays has closed its last four locations in Las Vegas, situated within the Orleans, Sam's Town, Aliante, and Gold Coast casinos by the end of January. This move follows the company's bankruptcy filing in November, attributed to financial challenges stemming from the 2020 coronavirus pandemic. The restaurant chain is undergoing a Chapter 11 reorganization to ensure its long-term viability, leading to mass closures. Democrats are pushing back after Elon Musk announced that former President Donald Trump agreed to close the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, Kevin Sanders, with the latest.
Following this announcement, over 600 USAID employees were locked out of their offices and thousands have been laid off. Democrats have criticized the move as illegal and an abuse of power, promising legal action. The closure has halted many international aid programs, including critical health initiatives.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, here we go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and get into some things that happened back on this day. Back in 2014, Jay Leno ends his time on The Tonight Show. For real this time. Jimmy Fallon took over as hosting duties and moved the talk show from California to New York. That happened back on this date in 2014. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Jada Williams turns 20, Shelby Simons 23, Charlie Heaton 31, Dominic Sherwood 35, Dan DeHaan 39, Crystal Reed and Chris Humphreys both turned 40. Let's see, Rick Astley, Astley turns 59. Axl Rose turned 63 today. So there you go. That's some birthdays that are going on. Just in case, it would also have been Ronald Reagan's birthday today. He passed away back in 2004, in case you forgot. What else do we have going on? If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Chopsticks Day and National Frozen Yogurt Day. So maybe you can have a pretty fine day there, depending on what you're looking for and what exactly you want to do, because that's the case. Anyways, let's talk about some whack facts. 2 to 4% of people can hear the world hum, a humming in the background which never ceases. Also, apple seeds are poisonous. Human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves. Deaf people are known to use sign language in their sleep. It would take 19 minutes to fall to the center of the earth. I'm on a 9-day fall. There are currently 8 NFL teams without cheerleaders. So there you go. Some whack facts for you in case you didn't know. If you need a random joke for today, here's one. The trouble with getting to work on time is that it makes the day so long. I have a friend that lives by that motto. I believe that. Anyways, if you need a question for... or if you need a phone starter, let's try this. What's the common experience that you've never experienced? Common experience that you've never experienced. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this one. One of these travels about 3 miles an hour. What is it? It's a snowflake. That's what it is. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm to talk about the world of music and entertainment for the next couple hours or so. If you want to come over there with me, you're more than welcome to. If you don't and you stay on Safety FM, you'll hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. That's it. I appreciate the time that we got to hang out with this morning. You are definitely the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, here's what I would like to leave you with. If you aren't fired with enthusiasm, you'll be fired with enthusiasm. You get it? I think some people do. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.